Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I said, Iron Brother, it's over. I got drunk. I woke up today. I said, it's over. I called my wife. She said, get home. It's over. I got on the plane. I sat down. The flight attendant said, what do you want, Mr. Flair? And I said, hell, I want to go to Baltimore. And that's what it is.
Oh, no, oh dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No, I think she is.
She's hurt. She took a hard fall.
Damn right
there.
She was.
Okay.
Brad.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Brad, she's not okay. She quit TV. She's not okay at all. It's a Flair Friday. We welcome you in. It's a Drag Your Ass Friday. It's Curtis is not here Friday. We're stuck with Kid Friday. Curtis is here. He's just here later. A lot of juggling going on behind the scenes here today.
It's a mess.
But a mess in a good way. Shockey's not here. They're trying to push a baby out. And then, you know, just got moving parts and some people aren't here and not there. Whatever. But we're all, you know, all hands on deck. That's what today is.
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Remember that song, Puck?
Yes. It's an all hands on deck Friday.
There we go.
That's all what it is. To drag Friday. Your ass Friday. It's a Flair Friday. It's a taillights Friday. That means just get out like as soon as you can and get into your car and run. I also call it a get in your car and run Friday because that's when they let you go on a Friday.
Oh.
So that's why I sprint. We get out of here at 12:54. I kid you not. I'm in my car at 12:55. That's how fast I make it downstairs. And then if I ever get a, hey, we need to, nope, no, you don't. You sure don't need me back up there. And I'm out. It's a skid marks Friday. See the back of my license plate Friday. I'm out. Turf me on a Monday.
That you don't want to start the
week
that way.
That's fine. I'd rather have it during the week than have it on a Friday. I got to stew on it.
I'll give me Wednesday.
Yeah, that, you know what? 49451. I think we've discovered something here today, kid. And I'm so glad you're here. God, it's been ages since you and I worked together. The Coors Light text line, keeping Seattle chill. What's the perfect day to get turfed on? If you had to pick a day.
I'm going Wednesday.
So kid is going to go with a Wednesday.
Get me in there a few days.
I think Monday. I'm going to go with Monday.
Start off just...
Just start off your week getting turf. Like, you know what? Don't like working Mondays anyway, so I'm out. So what day is the perfect day to get fired? Wednesday. Friday is, you know, Friday's the natural one because then you go into the weekend. I mean, you're getting just hammered.
Do you look for a job on Friday. Saturday morning?
No, because you're waking up at noon because you've drowned yourself in your sorrows. Okay, I don't know. We'll see what the people say. Of course, like text lines available. Keeping Seattle chill. 49451. What's the best day to get fired? On a Flair Friday, a Drag Your Ass Friday, a Tail Light Friday, and it's a Kid Friday. Our show is brought to you by Redbox, smarter way to watch and play. I get the question, how do you do it every day? Well, I don't know. This is just 3 hours of nothing. I don't know. It's what we do. Let's see. We're in the Golf Club Stand studio. Big thanks to Jeff and Ron. Check them out on Facebook. And you can email Jeff at jweer@hotmail.com. Yes, he still has a Hotmail account. And Weir is spelled W-E-R-R-E. So jweer@hotmail.com. Phone number 206-250-1868. The golf club stand holds your golf clubs upright while you play. Especially when you're taking your clubs like to the green or to the middle of the fairway. No more bending over, no more wet grips. And especially here, you play in the Pacific Northwest, especially in the winter when it's raining. If you're in a cart and then you get, you know, you can't drive onto the green or you can't drive onto the green anytime, you moron. Can't drive into the fairway. Are you walking up to the green? You want to put like a wedge down? Well, you do what I do with the old, you know, because Mitchie Kumstein, my good buddy, told me. You put the peg down there. T, thank you. And you lay the wedge on that one. Now you don't need the T anymore. Because you got the golf club stand. And we're in the golf club stand studio. I mean, it's the one-stop shop. What else do you guys want? Let's see. What else do we got here today? Chris Kidd's here. He's sitting in for...
Kurt.
What are you in here? Till noon?
Noon, yeah.
And then Curtis is coming in?
Noon to 6.
Noon to 6.
Yes.
All right. We're all over the place. Well, welcome. You are in the Red Box producer's booth. It's the smarter way to watch and play.
Oh, boy. Where do we start?
We'll just start here, and then we can get into it. It's going to be a disaster in Los Angeles. Unmitigated.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll put it on the board. An unmitigated disaster.
Oh.
Okay, you want me to put it on the board?
Go ahead,
you
know, man.
You know what? I'm going to.
You might as well.
But how do we, like...
Well, you got to give us a win-loss total. And
no, I'm just going to say it's an unmitigated disaster. That's what I'm going to put on the board.
So 50 wins and it was a bet.
We'll define what it means later. What's the date today?
July 30.
Yeah, 30. Trade deadline, 3 hours from now. I can't spell unmitigated. I really can't spell. Disaster. Westbrook.
Okay. Lakers.
Put that on the board. I'm putting it on the board right now, kid. Hold on. Putting it on the board.
Oh, boy.
Still putting it on the board. Let's see.
There's no way. Puck has put it on the board. It is official.
I had to take down the one post-it, kid.
Which one?
If Harden gets traded to the Nets, they won't win the East.
You're right.
And I was right on that one, November 17th.
Boy, you were nervous, though.
Well, you're damn right. Well, the only reason they didn't win it because they all got hurt.
Puck was like, oh, yeah,
be real about it. It's the only reason. Well, it's good to have you, kid.
It's good to be back.
What are you? Just give me your two quick cents on that one.
Well,
you like it?
I do like it. You look at LeBron, older. You look at AD, can never stay healthy. They needed a third playmaker. This shores up that situation of a playmaker.
Is he the right third playmaker?
I mean, at this point, who else are you going to go out and get? I think it was for
a guy less ball dominated.
But even then, I think the biggest issue I have with Westbrook is his turnovers.
So you're saying
that's my
don't let him touch the ball.
He's gonna have to, but he's really gonna have to tone it down. If you look around and look at the roster, it's a solid team. He shouldn't have to turn the ball over like crazy and go one speed. Russ, you got LeBron. Yeah. You have one of the greatest players ever on your team. You have AD, who is down low, a beast, and can create his own shot. You don't have to do all these things. It's nice when you can, but we need you to find. When
he just doesn't seem to be the guy that's a fixture for him because LeBron likes to dominate it so much, and you have AD, if they could have found someone more who spreads the floor and
but he will do that.
Yeah, but he's not going to shoot. He's not going to be able to consistently I don't be the think guy that's going
to
hit those shots.
I don't think they care for him to shoot. I think LeBron looks at it like this. I got a guy that can go from that side of the court to the other end in five dribbles and get a layup.
That's true. I mean, the thing that you and I love about Westbrook, I mean, there's probably no alpha male bigger in the NBA than Russell Westbrook.
No.
I mean, he is one of those guys.
He's passionate.
It's all gas, no brakes.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, in every stop he's been in, it has not worked out.
It hasn't.
Never. And I guess
you question it, and I don't blame you for that. You look around.
What I can't believe is just what they got for Washington.
The Wizards?
Got.
Yeah. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kyle Kuzma, Trez.
Really?
It evens out. It's not like they're going to be bad next year.
No, but
if they have Bradley Beal too, right?
We're talking about a guy that is like the best triple-double producer in the history of the sport. And like, that's what you got?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just call up the Wizards like, hey, give us the details. What were you thinking?
Well, what happens if Beal's not there?
That was my take.
What happens if they end up moving Beal? I mean, there's been rumors about the Warriors. There's been rumors about everywhere.
At this point, if you're Beal, you're like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. You do everything you can to get out of
it. You said it last year on the show. You were saying, what is Bradley Beal doing? He's got to go.
Oh, he's just get out of
here. I know you want to be the guy and, oh, I'm going to stay in my city, kind of like Giannis, what he did 8 years later. But with Bradley, that team has been under 500 forever. Like this season, last season was their best season he's had.
And now all I want to see.
Outside, I guess, John Wall, but still.
And now all I want to see in the finals next year is the Lakers and the Bucks. That's all I want to see.
It's probably, I mean.
That's all I want to see.
Right now I'm thinking the Nets are going to be healthy and then.
I just want to see that because I just want to see the soundbite played over and over and over again from Giannis saying, I don't need to join a super team. I don't need to do that. I do it the hard way. And all I can think of is just every time you play that, it's just
LeBron James.
It'll be interesting.
I know. I have a petty sports hate for him. I'm petty. I'm immature. I don't know.
No, it's like you said. You just love to hate LeBron. And it's
well,
okay.
Here's the and it's a sports hate.
No, yes, make it very clear.
People always get this confused.
You think you hate him as a human being or something?
It's a sports hate. Yeah. There's a very much a difference between a sports hate.
He steps on
and
the court.
Actually hating somebody. Okay. All right. So, kids here. We got Corey Brock's going to be coming up, joining us here in about 15 minutes or so, bottom of the hour. We'll get the very latest what the Mariners are doing. Corey covers the team for The Athletic. As of now, no moves have been made for the Mariners, at least today. Of course, they made the move yesterday. What? Did you see something?
I'm looking. I'm double checking.
Okay.
Just letting you. Yeah, we're
well,
good.
You never
right
know.
Now.
Nothing has been moved as of yet. They get Castillo yesterday there from the Rays. In that deal, we can certainly discuss, you know, the pros and cons of it. I mean, in and of itself, is it a good deal? Well, yeah. I mean, look at his numbers. Of course it is. I mean, look at his age and look at what he has left on his contract. There's no doubt about that it's a good trade. The questions with that would be, well, you didn't have to trade Graveman to get him. You could have kept Graveman and have both of them if you wanted to. Again, you can never have too many, you know, bullpen arms and too many arms that can throw 98 miles an hour sitting down there. I know what the prospects of next year with the Munoz kid, with Giles potentially coming back. We are talking about two guys that, and it is fair to say this, though, that guys coming off Tommy John usually perform better. But there still is a health question with both of those guys coming back next season. To simply just snap your finger and like, well, Munoz and Giles are coming in here and they're going to be great. Well, let's just see where their health situation is at. The one thing I just can't get past with Tampa Bay and with Castillo is this. Why? What do they know and why? That it and I know what everyone's default is. Well, they like to get rid of these guys, especially when they get into arbitration years. They don't want to deal with any of this stuff. Okay. I don't know. You may be right. They are also being rumored to land everyone right now, Tampa Bay. And they may not get any of these guys. They have been tied to Craig Kimbrell. They have been tied to Chris Bryant. They have been tied to Trevor Story right now. I think it's a little overblown about this money thing with them. Now, having the past, have they not? I think their payroll is right around $70 million, so they don't really spend all that much money anyways, and they never have. This has kind of been their MO a little bit. I think it's being a little overblown. I, as a Mariner fan, there's just something a little odd about your team trading, a team trading their best bullpen guy and their closer. While they're in a playoff race, they're going to get into the playoffs, and a team that was just in the World Series a year ago. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that. There's just something odd about it. And I always wonder when this happens, does the team trading that player know something that the now new team is going to find out? Like, what do they know about the Shenton kid? Or Shenton, or however you pronounce his name. I think it's Shenton, excuse me. What do they know about this kid that the Mariners don't know about him? I mean, you look at his minor league career, he's put up good numbers. He has drawn comparisons to kind of a Max Muncy type of player. What do they see that maybe that they said, well, let's get this guy. and maybe in our system we can develop. You know, I put something on Twitter yesterday. And listen, I love sarcasm. Listen, it's 99% of the time I'm sarcastic on that damn thing. I would think people would realize that. And I just said, once the trade went down, how many years is it until the Shenton kid is an all-star? Just give me the years. Because if you've been a Mariner fan for your entire life, you know the drill. Any prospect that they give up here is going to come back in about whatever it is, 5 years, and be an all-star. It's just the way that it is. It's kind of the, it's, you know, night turns into day, day turns into night, water is wet. That just happens with this ball club for whatever reason. And people, oh, you know, just losing their minds. I mean, you know, part of it's tongue-in-cheek, but whatever. There just is something odd about it from Tampa Bay's perspective. And I don't think it's wrong to question it and wonder what is going on there. You know, he's going to be a guy, yes, he's arbitrationally eligible. He's also going to be a guy that's going to command a hell of a lot more money than Kendall Graveman is going to command. I mean, a hell of a lot more money. And so at the end of the day, you're not going to save. I mean, he may be under club control. It ain't like you're saving any money on it. At the end of the day, like when he gets his money and he gets paid, he will be making more money than Kendall Graveman. And they still are in the market for a guy. If they're tied, obviously, to Kimbrel, that just something is there. Divish in the paper today, you talked to one MLB source who said that the Rays had grown frustrated with Castillo's conditioning and offseason work habits. They think some significant weight gain over the past few seasons. And hell, who hasn't added some weight gain in the past few seasons? Come on. He's listed at 250 pounds, which has made him less effective and less reliable, believing he's had trouble bouncing back after outings. You know, are you getting a guy that has already peaked? That perhaps, no pun intended, has turned fat and happy now? It just seemed like a wash to me. And not really just a wash. Actually, I'll backtrack. And I'll echo what I think Chuck probably said this morning. And I think what Chuck probably tweeted yesterday. He's not as good as Graveman. People can argue until they're blue in the face about it, but he's not. Is he younger? Yes. Is he under club control? Yes. All of that. Sometimes I wonder if this organization cares more about club control than anything else in it because they seem to be fixated on club control. And it's teams that don't have the ability to really go out and spend and be aggressive in spending. I understand why they're fixated on club control. Tampa Bay, Oakland, smaller market teams. They are not a small market team. They don't need to ever operate as a small market team. They should never have a payroll that dips south of $150 million. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And so, cares about club control. You're in a big-time city, top five city in the country. Start acting like it. Start acting like a club that has its own stadium, that was paid for by the people, that you continue to ask them when you get upgrades to pay for, but yet you keep all the profits. Start acting big time. So this year,
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's advantage Graveman because Graveman is pitching better this year than him. There's no disputing that. Now, in the next few years, are there advantages to having Castillo? Absolutely. The Toro kid that they ended up getting there from Houston, the jury's still out. I mean, you can't make any rush to any conclusion about Abraham Toro and whether or not. I mean, I was having a respectful conversation with people today about it. We disagreed. It didn't turn violent or yelling, "You're an idiot and stupid," which everything does turn into that. And someone said it's a significant upgrade. I don't think you can say it's a significant upgrade. I'm not really sure how you can say that with Abraham Toro over what they currently have. I mean, if you compare his numbers, not this year, but overall, this year, yes, is he having a better season than a Shed Long? Absolutely. There's no disputing that. But Shed Long and Abraham Toro have been in the majors the exact same time, 3 years. Shed Long has 100 more plate appearances, so you have to factor that in, clearly. But Abraham Toro in three major league seasons, his slash line is 197, 280, 373, 13 home runs, and 42 RBIs. Shed Long, in 3 years in the majors, his slash line is 216, 281, 376, 12 home runs, 41 RBIs. Again, 100 more plate appearances, yes. But there's nothing to suggest that that is an astronomical, significant upgrade at that position. Maybe Abraham Toro turns into something that they have envisioned that somehow Houston couldn't tap into it. I do find it. And he's blocked by players in front of him. But this is a history of an organization that has had problems, the Mariners, grooving positional talent and getting it to that next level. That has been a criticism of them. Can they do a better job than what Houston was doing with Abraham Toro? He may turn into that. Maybe a guy that you plug in at second base. Maybe it's third base for years to come. Or he could just be what Shed Long and Dylan Moore are. A nice, serviceable utility infielder. And then I would just circle. So if that is his projection and that happens to him, then what was this all for? You ruined an entire clubhouse chemistry for that. Corey Brock of The Athletic, he will set to join us coming up next. Talk about the Mariners' moves. They have anything left in them. We've got about two and a half hours left in the Major League Baseball trade deadline, which has been wild. We are off and rolling. It's a Flair Friday. It's a Chris Kidd Friday. He's here. It's a Drag Your Ass Friday. It's also a Taillights Friday. It's Get the Hell Out of Town Friday Before They Fire You Friday. All of it on a Friday. Welcome into the Golf Club Stand Studio. Big thanks to Jeff and Ron, $750 that they made a donation to the Ronald McDonald House, raising our total to $16,500. We are in the Golf Club Stand Studio. Hold your clubs upright while you play. No more bending over, no more wet grips. Give Jeff a call at 206-250-1868 if you're interested, or email him at jweerre@hotmail.com. All right, trade deadline about 2.5 hours away. Mariners, of course, making a move yesterday for Castillo, the reliever closer from the Tampa Bay Rays. Earlier, of course, Kendall Graveman to the Astros for Joe Smith and Abraham Toro. And we'll see if they do anything here in the remaining 2.5 hours. Joining us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, our Mariners ace reporter. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Corey Brock from The Athletic. Hello, Corey.
Puck, what's happening?
Well, this has been, no doubt about it, across baseball, the craziest trade deadline I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild.
No doubt.
It's wild, all these deals that are coming through. And I don't know, how much money do the Dodgers have? Jesus.
It's just an infinite amount of money. Just that, like, they have, like, you know, people just bringing wheelbarrows full of cash up to the ballpark and just dumping it there. It's a terrible problem to have.
What do you expect? Do you think the Mariners have anything else left them? Does Jerry have another move before the deadline?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he could. And I think if you're asking me, well, you asked me what I thought. If I'm asking you what I think, you know, I wouldn't think it would be terrible for them to go acquire another back-end starter to help out the rotation, just to give you some depth, because you know, as we've talked about Puck, you know, they've completely burned through every reserve and then gone in the negative deficit, right? You know, they're operating with four healthy starting pitchers for a while before they traded for Tyler Anderson. So I think it would make sense to add a starting pitcher for a prospect, not one of your top ones, because you do have the deeper farm system. So, you know, that's it. But, you know, I could see them being finished at this point, too.
Do you like what they have done so far? Help me and others maybe make sense of it from a different perspective that's not a fan who's, like, emotionally invested into it.
Well, yeah, and that's fine, too. And, I will never discount a fan's reaction or think that it's ridiculous or ludicrous because, you know, this is your team, right? This is a team you follow, the team you root for. But, you know, I will say this, you know, sort of the view I think from 30,000 feet or whatever or from the press box is the Mariners' active roster and their 40-man roster is stronger today than it was Monday. And I think it would be really, really hard for someone to dispute that. And, you know, no matter maybe some of the optics of this, and especially the Graveman trade to a team ahead of you in the standings, to a team that's standing, you know, 60 feet away from you on the other side of the field, there were some factors that went into that, certainly, but and some hurt feelings in the clubhouse. I completely get that. I'm not dismissive of any of that. But I think at the end of the day, that was a good baseball trade.
How much stronger? Because it's interesting you bring that up. You know, the Graveman's a better pitcher this year than Castillo. I mean, now maybe in the long term, Castillo will be better. Toro, I'm intrigued about Abraham Toro because I don't know what Abraham Toro is yet. But, you know, in 3 years in baseball, even though it includes 100 more plate appearances, Shed Long is the same player as Abraham Toro. He's put up the exact same numbers. So is he going to be a permanent second baseman, third baseman, or is he going to be a utility guy moving forward? I don't think we know the answer to that question yet.
We don't. And that's what these remaining 60 or so games or whatever we're at this point will sort of help determine. You know, we're going to see a lot of him at second base. We know he can play third base. We know he can play some first base. And certainly in the American League, you could DH too. But, you know, for my money, a 24-year-old switch hitting infielder who has a track record of hitting in the minor leagues has power, which we've already seen. Here's the thing, Puck. If you had asked the Astros about Abraham Toro 3 months ago, and no doubt there were many other big league teams that have done this. I mean, this is a guy that's been on the radar of a lot of teams for quite some time. The Astros would have told you to scram. And maybe the events that happened Monday night with that, you know, implosion from the Astros bullpen sort of was the last move to push us over the finish line where they just got to the point where, like, hey, we got to do something to improve the bullpen. So we went out and acquired Kendall Graveman, who will be a free agent after the year. So he's an expiring asset and realized they had to give up something to get something. So I like Toro. I won't sit here and pretend to know what he's going to be, but he's shown enough in his minor league track record and during his brief time in the big leagues to kind of dream on what he could be.
Is there one thing that raised my antenna and probably other people as well is why would the Rays thicken a playoff race, one of the teams that are favorites to get back to the World Series, why would they trade Diego Castillo, their closer? And something, it worries me when I hear that just because do they know something that the Mariners don't know about him?
You know, and I've noticed certainly the Rays have, like many other teams, have had issues with injuries, but it sounds like they may be getting some of these guys back pretty quickly. It's a fair question. I don't think there's anything nefarious going on here, Puck. I just don't. I mean, the track record that Castillo has had and the performance this year recently has been good. It kind of does raise an eyebrow, but you know what? Boy, the Rays just sort of seem to get this thing figured out time after time, don't they? They just have guys appear out of thin air who end up pitching important innings in important games for them. So, but I really think that it sounded like they were getting some of their guys back from the DL, if not this weekend, fairly soon. So, again, I don't think they're trying to pull the wool over on the Mariners here, but I guess time will tell.
The every Mariner, longtime Mariner fan is scarred from trades, and including me. I got scars all over me. And so I expect that Austin Shenton at some point in about 2-3 years will be an all-star. And that's just kind of how it feels that it's gone. What did the Mariners give up in him? And then what did the Rays see in him that maybe the Mariners did not?
Yeah, don't think that this one didn't hurt a little bit, you know, and Jerry DePoto even mentioned that it was, quote, painful to do. But, you know, sometimes you have to swallow hard and, you know, you got to trade something to get something in return. And Shenton is really, his stock has risen just this season, Puck. You know, he started out in Everett and now he's up in AA, but the power's shown up, a very productive bat. Third baseman, although he could bounce around the infield. I think he's going to be a good player. And, you know, and it, I guess it surprised me in the sense that, you know, the Mariners don't have a ton of really exciting young position players other than, you know, aside from the Cal Raleigh, Jared Kelnick, Julio Rodriguez, Noelvé Marte is down the system a ways. So it surprised me that they would move him and maybe not a pitcher, but you know, that's how it goes. And, you know, I dug this up this morning, not that it took any great digging, Puck, but, you know, Abraham Toro's 13 months older than Austin Shenton. So, you know, I think once you got Toro, it didn't make Shenton completely irrelevant, but probably made it a little bit easier to move him.
The not to say what happened, but obviously the Twins are in a market here, last thing for you, Corey, of getting rid of guys. If Brian Buxton, it seems to be being made available for from Minnesota, center fielder, 27 years of age. Should Seattle be in on him?
Fair question. You know, I think they still need offense. They're still going to have to augment there probably either the rest of today or during the offseason somehow. Maybe, but again, Jerry's been very steadfast in this that, you know, they're not going to mortgage the future greatly to acquire players. Maybe Buxton would be someone who'd make him reconsider that a little bit. But so far they've held firm, and they have gotten a ton of hits, Puck, on these young guys in their system. I think Jerry said that the league is well aware of what they have in the farm and probably very, really like what the Mariners have, the pieces they have. So that ultimately that's a compliment. But I think it would take an awful lot to get them to move off any of those young guys. And you would have to move one of those guys you're uncomfortable moving to get Buxton.
Yeah, and I just bring that up. Would it be a commentary on how they view their outfield, which they have sold for good reason to the Mariners community for the last few years of Kelnick, Lewis, and Rodriguez? It would scream to me that they're not confident Lewis can ever play out there again. And Kelnick is – they just aren't sold on Kelnick yet.
Yeah. I mean, it would certainly, as you said earlier in regard to something else, it would be kind of a – it would raise your eyebrows a little bit because, he would help you. He certainly would help you, but you would sort of wonder – where those other guys now currently stand in the eyes of the Mariners. I seem to think by the end of the regular season, Puck, we're going to have a lot of answers about a lot of guys, and it's going to make it easier for them to push forward in the offseason in terms of the holes they truly need to fill.
Appreciate it, Corey. Great stuff, man. Thank you so much for doing it today.
All right, Puck. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you as well. There he is, Corey Brock from The Athletic covering the Mariners. Corey, one of the best there in the business. It has been a wild day on the trade front. Guys are flying off other teams, man. It is nuts. We will update you coming up next on just a crazy day in the world of Major League Baseball. Puck back with you here until 1 o'clock inside the world-famous Golf Club Stand Studio. Hold your golf clubs upright while you play the game of... Oh, Kings is horse racing, that's right. No more bending over, no more wet grips. The golf club stand, get it today. Jeff and Ron made a $750 donation to the Ronald McDonald House. That pushes our total to $16,500. If you are interested, 206-250-1868, or give Jeff an email. Contact him that way, jweerre at hotmail.com. It's a Flair Friday. It's a Drag Your Ass Friday. Chris Kidd is here. It's a Kid Friday. We're juggling some things around behind the scenes. We're waiting for Baby Shockey to come out. I mean, let's. You know what? I think that he lied about his due date just so he could get out this week and be like, oh, I was late. I don't know what we're going to do. Sorry. Then I got to get the other time off as well. My
great
bad.
Excuse.
It's a great excuse. So, what I'm proud about Shockey and happy about what Shockey's about to get into is he now has finally, he has gotten the get out of jail card.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, can't do it. What? Kids. Got a kid. Well, you just, it's anything. I got a kids thing. I gotta drive my kids there.
How often do you use it now that I'm curious, Puck? I mean.
You're gonna ask me that type of question on the air.
Am I setting you up?
Yeah, we need somebody to fill in. You know, so-and-so's out. I got a kids event. Sorry. Kid sick. Can't do it. Can't come in. Whatever. I mean, every parent uses it. It's the great kid get out of jail card. You don't want to do something. No one's going to question you on the kid. Oh, is he really? Well, you want proof? I can't provide it. Sorry. Now he has that.
You can't provide it.
You don't have that. There's other. Chuck doesn't have it.
I could say my girlfriend's not feeling well.
Softy doesn't have it. I mean, you know, it's. I feel bad for you guys. You don't have the excuse.
I can use my girlfriend card.
No one, but see, then no. I mean, no.
No one's gonna. Yeah.
No one really believes that. Come on. The kid, though, of course, they bring. Kid's sick. Can't come in today. Sorry. Got to stay home. Yeah. So anytime I say it's something with a kid, 99% of the time, probably.
I'm good. I'm not worried.
There are a lot of guys that are flying off the trade deadline. 1 o'clock today, Pacific. We'll see what the Mariners do. I do want to clear up some misperception. I was driving around yesterday and I was listening to our afternoon show. And they've referenced this several times now, and I do believe it is worth pointing out that I have heard several times yesterday on the show that why would the Mariners do anything for 3 weeks of because they've played good baseball for 3 weeks. That's a good one. Since May 24th, we had this stat the other day. I don't know. I mean, are you watching all the games is all I'd want to know. Since May 24th, this is not our stat. This was when we had Gary Hill on. That's when we had Gary on after the great win, the comfort behind win. Gary Hill had this stat. Since May 24th, and it is currently, what is it? It's July 30th. May 24th, these were the records of the Mariners and Astros after the win by Seattle Monday night, okay? After they'd won, come back and storm back and won. These are the records of the two teams at that point, which is a hell of a lot longer than 3 weeks, which is, I don't know where we got this 3 weeks thing. No, they've only been playing good for 3 weeks. Why would we add anyone? That's just people not watching the game and not watching the team and not liking the sport. The Mariners were 34-20 since May 24th. The Astros were 35-19. That was the day after they came back and won the game. So the team has been playing a hell of a lot better baseball than 3 weeks. They've been playing good baseball for a couple months since May 24th. And that's why I think a lot of people, including myself and guys on that team, wanted them to do something to supplement the team and make the team better right now. At this point, they have not done that. At this point, I will disagree with Corey and others. They have not made themselves better right now. They just haven't done it for this year, to win this year. Will Toro be good next year and years to come? Maybe. But this year, and they... I know the analytics want to tell you it doesn't mean anything. And I know people who operate in the war and the F war and the FI and all that don't want to tell you that chemistry and morale has nothing to do with anything. They respectfully have no idea what they're talking about. Chemistry is everything in team sports. Everything. And you upset that. Now, can they recover? Of course, they're professionals. We'll see. But if they don't recover from it, that's going to be a big part of it. And no numbers and no analytics and no war ranking and none of that can equate for chemistry. It doesn't exist. You can't. It's a feel. You see it. You smell it. You taste it. All of it. All right. Jim Moore joins us every Friday. Normally at 11:30, we've moved him down to 11 because no KC. It's all brought to you by Fairway Mortgage. The man is wearing a Greg Norman like bucket hat. He's in Tri-City sweating his sack off in like 110 degrees watching his kids play baseball. And we'll see if he picks up the phone. But we'll talk to Jim Moore, the go-to guy, next.
Did you miss anything on Chuck and Buck? Not to worry. Listen on demand at sportsradiokjr.com/podcasts on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.